Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and do my best to break it down to its most important points. I talk about my experiences, both my successes and my failures, and hope that you can learn something from them and make your life just a little bit better, all within the space of a coffee break. This week's episode is called Embracing the Unexpected: How to Handle Life's Plot Twists Like a Stoic. Do you fear the unexpected? Do you stress out when life throws you a curveball? Today I want to talk about how to handle, appreciate, and even look forward to the unexpected events that life brings your way. All greatness comes from suffering. Naval Ravikant. Life is full of surprises. Just when we think that we've got things figured out and that things are going our way, something or someone pops up and throws a monkey wrench into our day-to-day that disrupts our lives and sends us spinning. Things like getting laid off, getting in a car accident, or even a critical diagnosis are all parts of daily life that we think won't happen to us until they do. When these things happen to us, we may get angry or stressed out or feel like life is unfair. But the thing is the unexpected challenges that happen often end up being the best things to happen to us. They might send our lives in a completely different direction. We might meet others who impact our lives in a very deep way. We could even discover our life's purpose. The challenge is that it's hard to see any of this when you're in the middle of it. It's only through hindsight that we can look back and see the connection of the events that led us to where we end up. Life is a storm that will test you unceasingly. Don't wait for calm waters that may not arrive. Derive purpose from resilience. Learn to sail the raging sea. The Stoic Emperor. There are those that think the universe or God is sending you what you need to learn, that the challenges that happen in your life are happening because you need it. Now, I don't subscribe to this idea, mainly because it assumes some sort of intelligence that is making choices for what you need to learn in life. And if this were the case, if every struggle that came someone's way was a lesson for them, it would be given to them in a way that they would have taken the opportunity to learn and grow from it. I've seen time after time in the lives of people I know, and even in my own life, that when hard things come along, the lessons are more often than not just ignored. For me, I see that the challenges that come up in our lives are opportunities for us to take or reject. It is always our choice of how we want to deal with them. The universe is indifferent. We can love the things that come our way or we can hate them, but it doesn't change the fact that we have these challenges that come up in our lives. The only thing that we can control about the unexpected things that happen to us is our attitude about them and how we want to deal with them. I'm not a coward, I've just never been tested. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at the tested and think there, but for the grace go I. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out. Mighty, mighty Boston's. Now, the main reason the unexpected is so uncomfortable is that it feels like a loss of control. Because it was not what we were expecting, it's most likely something that we haven't prepared for, so it can disrupt our sense of stability and security. It can be hard to let go of the way things were before the unexpected event occurred. We are comfortable with how things are and find ourselves resisting the changes that we have to make. Unexpected events force us out of our comfort zone. Often, it can be difficult to adjust to a new situation or circumstances. It can even reach the point where it just feels overwhelming and stressful. We may not have the skills that we need to navigate some of the unexpected events. We feel out of our depth and unsure of what to do. Because we had expectations of how we thought things should be, when unexpected events happen, it can cause us to feel uncertain about the future. We get stuck with the idea that tomorrow will be the same as today. But nothing in life ever stays the same. Nothing is certain. Life is change. Wars, disaster, illness, accidents, losing a job, and breakups are just a few of the unexpected things that we have no control over. These things are life-changing events, and in the moment, the uncertainty can feel overwhelming. But this is when we need to remember that the only things we have control is our perspective on the events that happen in our lives and how we want to respond to them. In short, our will. To hate the unexpected is to hate life because, in truth, everything that happens in life is unexpected. The truth is that our finest moments are most likely to occur when we are feeling deeply uncomfortable, unhappy, or unfulfilled. For it is only in such moments, propelled by our discomfort, that we are likely to step out of our ruts and start searching for different ways or truer answers. M. Scott Peck. So what are the positive sides of unexpected things that happen to us? Well, they can shake things up and lead to new opportunities or experiences. Often, our lives are just going along and we fall into ruts or are stagnating. We may not seek out the things that we need to grow. We may be always seeking comfort or safety. The unexpectedness of life is the thing that gives us the chance to step up to challenges and to see what we're made of. It calls upon us to step out of our comfort zone, to change our perspective, and to try new things. Oftentimes, the unexpected and challenging things that happen to us are the things that help us find our life's purpose. For me, a great example of courage in the face of the unexpected is Malala Yousafzai. At the age of 15, she survived an assassination attempt from the Taliban because she was advocating for education for girls in her region of Afghanistan. Rather than letting her life-threatening injury scare her from her mission, she used what happened to her as a way to draw attention to the treatment of girls in her country. Through this terrible event, she found her life's purpose. Unexpected challenges can help us appreciate the good things in our lives that we may have taken for granted. As humans, we get used to the routine of daily life. We get used to things being a certain way. When things get shaken up, we may find appreciation for the things in our lives, or we may even recognize that we had just been putting up with things because that's just how they've been. When life is shaken up a little, we may reevaluate things and get rid of things that don't serve us. But we wouldn't have even noticed that if our life hadn't been knocked out of balance. The path to success will leave you calloused, bruised, and very tired. It will also leave you empowered. David Goggins. The unexpected can challenge us to grow and develop new skills or perspectives. If we never had unexpected challenges pop up in our lives, then we would never gain new skills. Without challenges outside of our comfort zone and realms of expertise, we'll never learn how to deal with anything new. If everything stays the same as it is, then we never develop a new perspective on life, and honestly, we'd get bored. The unexpected can foster resilience and adaptability. Learning to deal with the unexpected helps us to roll with the things that life sends our way. It helps us to develop courage to face up to things that are uncomfortable or scary. If we're only dealing with predictable problems, then we lose our flexibility and adaptability, and life gets pretty boring if nothing changes. Why does he smile when misfortune strikes? He knows it is an opportunity to cultivate virtue. Death, loss, decline, these things come for us all. Facing pain is how we make ready. Adversity sharpens the blade of will. Greet the test gladly. Endure. The Stoic Emperor. The unexpected can provide a sense of adventure and excitement as well. Life is change. Even when you think things are stable, they are always changing, and we just aren't noticing it. It is dealing with change that makes life interesting. If we never had anything unexpected and everything went according to plan and stayed the same, life would be incredibly boring and we'd fail to grow. We'd stay in our comfort zones and never have anything exciting or interesting happen in our lives. When you think about it, the best movies and books are about everyday people who have something unexpected or interesting happen to them. We get to see how they try and fail and get up and try again while dealing with the twists and turns that happen in their lives. The best jokes are the ones that you hear with an unexpected punchline. The best songs are often the ones with unexpected or dissonant notes. If everything was predictable, then it would be extremely boring. There would be no reason to watch or to listen or to read anything. To bear trials with a calm mind robs misfortune of its strength and burden. Seneca. So how do we deal with the unexpected? How can we take steps to manage things in a way that we not only get through them, but thrive because of them? First and foremost, take a deep breath. Getting yourself into a space where you can look at things rationally and calmly will help you keep your mind open to more options and better decision-making. Panicking never helps and will most likely make things worse. When you panic, you're driven by fear and you start catastrophizing everything around you. Keeping calm helps you weigh your options better and helps you choose what is best for you in the long run. It does not matter what you bear, but how you bear it. Seneca. Next is acceptance. When we practice amor fati and we love our fate, then we are able to welcome the unexpected. We accept that life is never going to go exactly like we think it should. We take each unexpected thing that happens and we see what opportunities are being given to us. It may not feel like an opportunity at the time. In fact, it may feel like the worst thing that has ever happened. But sitting around bemoaning how things are not as you would like them to be, waste time in dealing with things as they are. By practicing acceptance, we also let go of the things that we can't control. We stop wishing that things were otherwise and focus on what we can control. We shift our perspective to help us see things in a way that is more advantageous to us. We look for the choices in front of us and take actions to move ourselves in the right direction. The first rule is to keep an untroubled spirit. The second is to look things in the face and know them for what they are. Marcus Aurelius. Once we've gotten ourselves into a more rational and calm mindset, we can prioritize and problem solve. We can look at the most important parts of the problem we're facing and focus on what you can do in the moment to deal with the situation. Sometimes the situation is about triage, meaning it's something that we have to respond to quickly. Sometimes we have time to reflect on the choices that we have in front of us. The important thing is to calmly assess our options and begin to take action. Another important part of dealing with the unexpected is to lean on your support team. Reach out to those that you trust for support and perspective. You don't have to solve everything on your own. Oftentimes when we're stressed or panicked, having a reassuring friend can be the thing that helps ground you, especially if they are not directly involved. Take advantage of the fact that they have some distance from the problem, so they may see things a little more clearly. Lastly, be kind to yourself. It's okay to feel overwhelmed or upset, so don't be too hard on yourself. Life is going to throw you curveballs, and many of the unexpected things you have to deal with happen through no fault of your own. Do the best you can and recognize that you might make mistakes. The goal isn't perfection, but to make the best choices you can, learn from your mistakes, and try again. This is why we need to envisage every possibility and to strengthen the spirit to deal with the things which may conceivably come about. Rehearse them in your mind. Exile, torture, war, shipwreck. Misfortune may snatch you away from your country. If we do not want to be overwhelmed and struck numb by rare events as if they were unprecedented ones, fortune needs envisaging in a thoroughly comprehensive way. Seneca. The last idea that I want to talk about is something that I've mentioned many times on this podcast. It's the practice of premeditatio malorum, which means premeditated malice. This is when you take some time to consider the worst things that could happen in a situation so that you can prepare for them. Now, this is not the same thing as catastrophizing, but rather you do this when you are in a good mental space and you dispassionately consider what you would do if certain things happen. This is what good crisis planners do, which helps them to prepare for as many things as possible. The unexpected is there to teach us something that we didn't know we needed. The unexpected gives us opportunities that we wouldn't have found otherwise. We may find a challenging situation which calls on us to rise above what we thought we were capable of. We may meet someone who changes the course of our lives. Sometimes an unexpected event is the thing that sends our life in a direction that we never could have dreamed of. As much as we may want the expected and the routine, the unexpected offers us surprise and joy and pain and anxiety and delight. It's the spice of life, and it's the thing that makes life interesting. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and thanks for listening.